is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames.
Backhanded here on a Wednesday. Thank you for being here. I'm sitting here reading this article from CNBC, and I'm thinking to myself, how could that be? How could that be? By the way, I want to say welcome aboard to WDTK in Detroit. WDTK in Detroit, AM and FM. Now, the latest supplier to you of the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have Detroit on board. Thank you for being part of the growing network. It's a movement, folks. It's a movement of freedom. The freedom of speech, the freedom of thought and expression, the freedom to come on the program and talk and have real ideas discussed. May we never be canceled. The freedom of speech is the real foundation of America, because without the freedom of speech, nothing else follows. The freedom of speech, the freedom of press, freedom to peaceably gather, to practice your religion, all of these things. But here's what I learned. 44%, this is a stunning number to me, 44% of millennials who are just starting to turn 40 this year already have a chronic health condition. And here's what that means. It means they're in real trouble. 44% of older millennials born between 1981 and 1988 report having been diagnosed with at least one chronic health condition. These people are in their 30s. In their 20s. I mean, according to a recent survey that was conducted by the Harris Poll on behalf of CNBC, it was conducted 4,000 U.S. adults, 830 of which were between that key age 33 to 40. And so here's Dr. George Benjamin. No question that some emerging evidence shows many millennials are unhealthier than predicted. Well, when you sit on the couch at mom's house and collect a check from the government, vote for communists, well, your health isn't too great, is it? Hypertension, diabetes, obesity. These are people in their 30s. Hear that again. Hypertension, high blood pressure. Diabetes, obesity. Adding that the obesity epidemic may be one of the root causes of the rise in everything else. Of course it is. If you're fat, your blood pressure goes up. You get diabetes because your sugar is all screwed up, because you eat garbage all the time. Remember, when you go to the grocery store, the real food is on the outside edges of the store. The meat department, fruits and vegetables, the bakery. It's all on the outside edges. Food-like products are in the middle. Food-like products are products that taste like food and look like food and smell like food, but really not food. Cheetos. They're in the middle. Oreos, middle. All the heavily processed stuff is in the middle. Again, the meat counter is on the outside. The bakery is on the outside. Fresh fruits and vegetables are on the outside of the store. When you go to the middle, you go to the dark side. Keep that in mind. It is frightening to me that millennials are in such bad shape. Let's see, other concerns. Migraine headaches, major depression, asthma. Type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. Those are the top five. Why so many migraine headaches? I don't know. But the prevalence not only affects millennials' health and lifespan, but also their bank accounts. Studies show that those with at least one chronic condition spend twice as much out-of-pocket health care cash as those without any medical issues. Those with two concurrent chronic health issues spend five times as much. So there you go. Millennials, get off the couch. And by the way, if you want to be healthier, go to GruberHealth.com. We'll show you how to lose weight. My Pure Health Solutions will do that, no matter who you are or where you are. We can get you healthy. Yeah, we can get you healthy, that's for sure. At least healthier. I mean, let's be honest. The worst thing you can do right now with the COVID going around is to be overweight. It's the number one pre-existing condition, the comorbidity that creates big problems and really can take a toll on you and the rest of your life. There's just no question about it. So get healthy. That's what we're saying. I want to share a couple more things with you here because we've got time here. We're going to talk about China coming up in hour number two. China now thinks that they have a firm hold on everything. But I mentioned this at the top of the program. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona. He's doing his best to justify the Biden administration and the Centers for Disease Control allowing the AFT, the teachers' unions, to write reopening plans for schools across the nation. The very definition of insanity, allowing a political organization, a union, to dictate public policy on health, for our kids. It is bite number eight. Listen to this.
Reopening schools in the middle of a pandemic is not as easy as some may think. You know, I remember serving as Commissioner of Education in Connecticut when we were making decisions. And, you know, there's some schools that are very over 100, 120 years old with old ventilation systems. And we have to make sure that those schools are operational and that they're safe and that there's good communication around those strategies that are needed in order to safely reopen schools. And even with that, some families are a little hesitant. Because of the fears that they have of the COVID spread in their community. So it is complicated, and I tip my hat to educators who have been working really hard to try to get it done as quickly and as safely as possible.
It's not really complicated. You idiots turned over public health policy to a political organization, a union no less. Unions that have defied the actual science and kept kids out of the classroom despite skyrocketing rates of depression, suicide among young people, drug use, overdoses. You don't care. Not to mention the fact that it kept mom and dad home from work, lost jobs because they had to homeschool, while teachers were getting bonus checks for being frontline essential workers that didn't even go to work and being praised for all the work they did in the virtual classroom. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate what the teachers do. I am the son and grandson of teachers, and I appreciate it. But if you're not at risk health-wise, you need to be in the classroom teaching kids in person. That's the job you were paid for. Period. Quick break.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.